Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. And February means we're back to Daytona.
Absolutely. We're so excited. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, has once again partnered with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 41st season opening race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for February 19th, one day ahead of the legendary Daytona 500. Just like the great race racing legacies, farmers and ranchers have a legacy, also passing it down from generation to generation. And that's why we're so excited to once again sponsor this premier sporting event and showcase America's hardworking beef farmers and ranchers. Continuing this partnership for a second year allows us to build on everything we developed in year one and expand our footprint even further. From tailgating to the big screen, beef will be the star. So don't forget to tune in to the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 on Saturday, February 19th. It'll be an amazing week of beef promotion at the Daytona International Speedway.
And learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, good afternoon. We had a lower feeder cattle market today. The March feeder cattle were down $1.25 at 166.20. Second down day in a row, but we're still not back to the lows a couple days ago. We're still above most of the moving averages. So even as we wind down the last 40 days of the March contract for feeder cattle, it's actually holding together pretty well, all things considered. The next month out, April, we're down 102 at 171.15. The May's down 82 at 175.72. The August 75 lower at 185.72. So lower across the board here, partially due to the fact that feed prices were green pretty much all day. There were brief spots where they were lower, but that hurt the feeder cattle. February live cattle were up 27 at 143.40, another up day. Cash is about 142 trading, it looks like. April live cattle down 15 today at 146.77. The June's down 10 cents here at 142.15. And we've got some early on feed estimates. On feed on February 1st, estimated at 101%. Placements at 98.5%, marketed at 98%. That report's next Friday, so you'll start seeing the official estimates out in the middle of next week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week, and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
Well, today's grain futures were green across the board. The Kansas City wheat was up 13 to 14 cents. July closed at 8.27, up 13 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat up more than that, up anywhere from 16 to 17, with July at 7.98 and 3 quarters, up 16 and a quarter. Of course, we're down here trying to grow a wheat crop, and it's had horribly dry weather. We did get some rainfall and snow in western parts of Oklahoma, and some of the driest areas got some snow, even up in Kansas. It doesn't look like it was all that significant of an amount at this time, so hopefully we get some more in the future, but I think that helped. And also, of course, all eyes on Russia and Ukraine and what's going on there in the back and forth. Today's bean market was up 3 cents, with March up three at 15.90. The corn was up 1.5 to 2.5 cents. The cotton future today unchanged, with March unchanged at 121.93, but December is down 51 at 102.31. We've been on a little bit of a sell-off here the last 5 days after reaching 106 on December cotton, now down to 102. As we make those planning decisions going forward, I know there's a lot of cotton acres anticipated at these current levels. Right now, the Dow's down over 500 points, down 530. The S&P's down 80. Crude oil, March crude's down $2.08 at 91.58.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options markets involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.